And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 26th of February, 2013. It's the birthday of the man who said, "To love another person is to see the face of God," the French novelist Victor Hugo, born in Besançon, France, 1802. He wrote The Hunchback of Notre Dame when he was in his 20s, became famous and wealthy. He used his fame to advocate for political causes, namely to denounce the regime of Napoleon III and encourage the French to rise up and revolt. So Napoleon III declared Victor Hugo an enemy of the state, and Hugo fled the country in disguise, went to Brussels, then spent 20 years in exile on the island of Guernsey in the English Channel, where he wrote, standing up at a pulpit, looking out across the water, wrote 20 pages of prose a day, wrote his masterpiece, Les Miserables, published in 1865, about a poor Parisian man who steals a loaf of bread, spends 19 years in jail for it, afterward becomes a successful businessman, mayor of a small town, and then is imprisoned once again for a minor crime in his distant past. The playwright Christopher Marlowe, baptized in Canterbury, England, on this date, 1564, a very gifted boy, son of a shoemaker, went to Cambridge on a scholarship, and it is believed he became a spy for Queen Elizabeth I, posing as a Catholic to gather intelligence on any plots against the Protestant queen. Even less is known about Marlowe than about Shakespeare. But his plays reveal a man who was cynical about religion and politics, who was most likely a homosexual and an atheist in a time when it was very dangerous to be either one, let alone both. But he was a brilliant poet and dramatist, worked in blank verse, inspired Shakespeare to do the same. Before he was stabbed to death in a tavern at the age of 29, he wrote Tamburlaine the Great, Dr. Faustus, The Jew of Malta, Edward II, and The Massacre at Paris, and also Come Live with Me and Be My Love, and We Will All the Pleasures Prove That Hills and Valleys, Dale and Field, and All the Craggy Mountains Yield. And it was on this date, 1919, the Grand Canyon National Park was established after a 30-year battle over the opposition of ranchers, miners, and entrepreneurs. Today, the park covers more than 1,900 square miles, the canyon itself 277 river miles long, 10 miles wide, a mile deep. Theodore Roosevelt went to see it in 1903, and he said the Grand Canyon is beyond comparison, unparalleled throughout the wide world. Let this great wonder of nature remain as it now is. You cannot improve on it. But what you can do is to keep it for your children, your children's children, and all who come after you as the one great sight which every American should see. Here's a poem for today by Tom Hannon, In the Late Season. At the soft place in the snowbank, warmed to dripping by the sun, there is the smell of water. On the western wind, the hint of glacier, a cottonwood tree warmed by the same sun on the same day, my back against its rough bark, same west wind, mild in my face. A piece of spring pierced me with love for this empty place, where a prairie creek runs under its cover of clear ice, and the sound it makes, mysterious as a heartbeat, new as a lamb. A poem by Tom Hannon, In the Late Season, from Darkness Sticks to Everything, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Reputation.com, helping individuals and businesses make their best impression where people learn about them first. On the internet. Learn more at reputation.com. Produced by Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.